Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association talking trade in just a moment. Delivering dependable for over 30 years, that's Superior Video Livestock Auction, and the next Superior Video Livestock Sale will be the Tall Grass Sale coming up on Thursday, June 18th. It'll be happening at the Spring Hill Suites Ballroom at the historic Fort Worth Stockyards. You can consign till 6 o'clock Monday evening. The catalog will be open, and it will be an online catalog only this week for the Tall Grass Auction that happens on Thursday. They'll be featuring cattle from the Osage and from the Flint Hills region. Oklahoma and Kansas cattle will be a big part of this sale that was held last year in Pawhuska at the Pioneer Woman's Mercantile. This year, though, in Fort Worth at the Spring Hill Suites Ballroom. You can get more information by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. The Tall Grass Sale for Superior Livestock, Thursday, July 18th. Even with all the turmoil that has come about because of COVID-19, Kent Bacchus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says our trade negotiators have continued to work and work hard on behalf of U.S. agriculture and for U.S. beef producers.
We've continued to do the work. We've continued to work with our government, with other governments, to try to open more export markets and to bring some relief to American beef producing families. And, you know, I think a couple of big things that have happened. We've seen the further implementation of the phase one deal with China. I think that is something that is going to have some long-term benefits for us. We're already seeing that market continue to grow. And so we really applaud the U.S. government and all the, you know, federal employees who've just been sticking with it and making sure that agreement goes through. But also, our trade negotiators have been hard at work. They have been working closely with trade negotiators from the United Kingdom, Great Britain. There's been a mutual goal to try to expedite a trade agreement as soon as possible. And hopefully, by the end of this year, we could see an agreement come together. I don't know if that means that just the negotiations will conclude, or we may actually see implementation of a deal. But I think that it's in the best interest of both the United States and the United Kingdom to strike a deal as soon as possible. And it must be a deal that includes agriculture, even though that's a sensitive issue. But I think that it's in the best long-term interest for both countries to have a deal in place as soon as possible. Now, keep in mind, Britain is still going through the Brexit process, and they'll continue to operate under the EU's, the European Union's customs union rules for the rest of this year. But as of the beginning of next year, you know, those rules are off, and that means that you know, they're going to have to continue to trade with as many different countries as possible, but they don't necessarily have those trade terms up and running. So from the British standpoint, you know, there's a lot of incentive to try to have these trade deals in place now so they can prepare for, you know, a post-EU you know, trade environment. They are trying to negotiate, the British are trying to negotiate a separate trade agreement with the EU. That is not tracking very positively. The European Union is digging in, basically saying that they're not going to compromise on anything, and the European Union has the leverage to do that. The one advantage that the United Kingdom has, that Great Britain has, is they have interested trade partners outside of the European Union. And first and foremost, that's the United States. There's a strong, close, special relationship, a shared history, a lot of similarities between our two countries, but we don't have terms of trade in place. And so you have the leaders of both countries, both President Trump and Boris Johnson from Britain, that want to have a trade deal in place. We need to strengthen that relationship. And so our negotiators have been hard at work, and we're starting to hear you know, that there may be some progress, that we may see some developments, but we are, you know, we still have a long way to go as far as negotiating that deal, and hopefully seeing something implemented by the end of the year.
Yeah. Cattle industry trade guru Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't touch Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.